You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Hi, this is Lisa Donovan. I'm the editor of the Review magazine, and I'm here with Chris Burns, village manager of Spring Lake, and Gordon Gallagher, township manager of Spring Lake. Welcome, Chris and Gordon.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Lisa. Nice to see you.
Yeah, great to have you here. We are here meeting here in your lovely building that you've been sharing offices since about 2015, and we're going to get into that a little bit more later. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the village and township's history together, your history of partnerships and collaboration. Gordon, maybe you can start us out on that.
Sure. Well, it hasn't always been that way. In fact, there were long periods of time when the township and the village didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and I think what happened was a group of people said, let's start to really see if we can work together. I think it started with some elected officials. We started having a village township collaboration committee that started meeting. And as some of the political folks changed, and frankly, some of the administrative folks changed, it really started gaining steam. For example, when Chris Burns came on, I think it helped us to continue to improve those collaborations.
And Chris, what was the relationship like between the city and the village and township when you came along?
It was actually, I think, very good when I got here. But when we started saying, how can we do things better, faster, cheaper? Ultimately, we're serving our neighbors and the taxpayers of the village, and that's what we want to do better. And so we had the right mix of elected officials that were serving on that committee. We have two elected officials from each municipality, as well as Gordon and I. And they had the stomach and the backbone to say, yes, we are going to do things better. And what can we do to save money and collaborate? So we started out meeting not terribly regularly, maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. And then we really picked up steam.
Early on, some of the challenges was who's going to bring the treats for our meeting.
Oh, that's always important. Yeah, you got to have food.
Every other month was me, and then Gordon took his turn. But it really took the elected officials getting on board early on with the conversations to make this work. And if it had not been for them saying, yeah, this is what we want to do, I don't think Gordon and I would be having this conversation with you right now.
And it was also important. We had some very strong elected officials that joined us because we needed to have those difficult conversations, and better to have some strong personalities in the room having those discussions early on than to have somebody go back to the boards that wasn't ready to defend the concepts that they were thinking about.
And not everything's been a slam dunk. We've had a number of conversations about things that Gordon and I will bring to the committee, and they'll kind of wince and they'll say, well, I don't think we're there yet. And some things are just dead on arrival. And that's okay. We move on to the next thing.
An example, we did a joint community profile. So we decided early on to look at having a consultant come in and look at our community jointly. Well, one of the things that this consultant decided to do in their final report was they had put together a joint logo that kind of combined the two logos. And it looked kind of interesting, and I think some of us liked the idea, but several of the board members said, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, we're not
just
ready for
leave
that.
It.
Yeah, that can be tricky, messing with the identity. Yeah.
And every now and again, we resurrect it and see what they say, and we're still not there yet. But that's okay, because there's a lot of other things that we tackle that are much bigger and more important than what the logo represents. So we just keep forging ahead.
Give me an example of a couple of things maybe the collaboration committee has worked on.
Well, the two most recent things that have been, I think, very substantial and beneficial is, one, we share a DPW director now. It was the case that we had a DPW director who left and Gordon's retired, and we said, now would be a great time to talk about sharing this position.
Although,
and what
before
that might
you
look
go
like.
Past that, we should talk about how challenging that was, because we actually we thought about that, and the committee worked on it, and we wanted to move forward. And in fact, we hired a person to do that jointly, and we agreed contractually. But within our organizations, there was some pushback too, not just from elected officials, but actually some of our individual staffs were like, well,
they were used to having their own DPW
right.
person.
Right, and what does this mean? And how did it actually took a couple of iterations of that to really gain traction. So even though I think we talk about it now on how this is working really well, we're both, instead of both of us having a public works director that's making $100,000, you know, we now have one that we're sharing. So we're splitting that cost, and it's very beneficial. But it
took a little bit to get there. Yeah. Took a little bit. In the same way with we have a memorandum of understanding for equipment sharing. So for example, we needed a new backhoe, and the township had a backhoe, but they didn't use it all that mm-hmm. regularly. But it needed to be replaced or repaired, and so we're like, well, why do we have two backhoes? That just simply doesn't make sense. We use ours all the time. They don't use theirs very often. We're like, well, let's see if we can't work through some of the details on that. So at this point, we do share equipment. We use the state of Michigan MDOT equipment rental rate, and we log time. If they borrow the backhoe and use it for an hour, we have a billing process that we go through. But the most fun piece of equipment, I think, that we share right now, at least from my DPW employees' opinion.
The valve turner.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so exciting.
It is for them, it's remarkable.
When you think about that kind of a piece of equipment, you know, it's important for communities to turn valves, water valves, so that they know they work, so that if sometime they're ever needed for a water main break, it's a lot of manpower to actually grab the wrench and turn the wrench. So having a piece of equipment that grabs hold of the and is able to spin the valve, open it, close it several times, but we were only using the piece of equipment, you know, for a week here or there.
Doesn't really justify buying one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
but we couldn't afford a $50,000 piece of equipment. That's really critical to exercising the valves.
And yet I use an example that happened just this week where there was a valve that we thought would have to be replaced because the guys weren't able to get it moving. Well, this piece of equipment, you can set the maximum torque that for this, and it actually was able to loosen up that valve and make it work.
Wow.
And so we probably saved $50,000 on not having to replace a valve.
So you save money on using the equipment, and you didn't have to buy it. Yeah, it works all the way around.
Right, and obviously that piece of equipment is not being used 40 hours a week.
Right.
You know, 52 weeks out of the year, it makes sense to share it. And we have other examples of equipment sharing that we do as well, whether it's a leaf vac or, a dump truck.
Dump truck's a good example. The township doesn't plow our own streets. The county does that for mm-hmm. us. So and the village has a need during snowplow season for extra dump trucks if they need to remove snow from the downtown. And so they have a more robust need for dump trucks. And yet, when we need one for a grave opening or for a project, we can use the village's dump truck. So it really, instead of us buying a $150,000 piece of equipment
and using it occasionally, and leaving
it in the garage. So those are I think that's what the public expects of local units of government.
It sounds like you get maximum benefit out of all the equipment that you're using.
But honestly, that wasn't easy either because both crews had this impression that they were the only one who knew how to take care of the leaf vac or the valve turner.
If Joe drives that truck, he might leave a McDonald's wrapper in it or something, you know.
So we had to work through some of that. But once they saw the benefit, the hands-on, oh my gosh, we have this valve turner and it's amazing.
Well, and then we can afford more equipment.
Right. I mean,
if we're not both buying a backhoe, one of us can buy a valve turner.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's been just hugely beneficial.
You mentioned a couple times in the sharing of equipment and things that it wasn't easy at first and you had to work out the details. Do you have written agreements on some of these things, or how have you worked out those details?
We do. Gordon's the author of all of those agreements.
Sure, and the attorney. But one of the things that I think we've borrowed, I think it was an Ottawa County approach to things, let's test some things first. Let's do a one-page memorandum of understanding to just see, is this going to work? And then if it does work, then let's do a broad, you know, maybe it's a 3 or 4 page agreement that's more technical. And so, we've tested those kinds of things with a real simple, okay, here's how we're going to do it kind of memorandum of understanding.
start slow and move up.
The KISS principle.
Yeah, well, and, no, I like that. And the other thing we didn't want to do is we didn't want to have our attorneys draft an 8-page document only to take it to our boards and have our boards then say no, you know, or we want to change page 4, paragraph 3. Why don't we test and see if it'll work first?
Right.
And I use the example of sharing a backhoe. I think the public works folks have gone, oh yeah, this is great. I can get a backhoe if I need it, and have it available for me. So
give them an appetizer and then move up to the full meal.
Right, yeah.
Exactly right.
So let's one of the main collaborations, obviously the biggest one, is your sharing of the same building here. Let's talk a little bit about that, Gordon. Maybe you can fill us in a little bit on the township situation and how it came to be that you were interested in this building.
Yeah. So what happened was the township hall was 50 years old. It was needing a new roof. We had had some sewer problems. We just really needed to reinvest in that building, and we had made a determination that it might make sense to just build a brand new building, and our estimated costs were in the $2.5 to $3 million range. So just the debt service on that would have been $200,000 a year.
Wow.
And so when the village, actually it happened at the committee, somebody said, well, why don't we share some space? Because the village had extra capacity within the village hall, and maybe at the same time we were combining two fire stations into one, and so there was the ability to move the village police into that public services, public safety building. So what ended up happening was now we're paying a lease payment, which is significantly less than our debt service would have been. We're in great space. The Village Hall is a beautiful downtown building with wood appointment. It's more professional.
Mm-hmm.
And the village has an annual payment by the township, which helps to pay debt service or other costs that they have on the building.
Right. Their lease payment covers about half of our annual bond payment.
Wow. Great.
And obviously we had fixed cost associated with this building, whether it was vacant or whether it was half occupied. So, you know, I had to insure it. We had to heat it. We have to have utilities here regardless of whether they were here or not. So we decided once the agreement and the details were ironed out, we were going to track utility usage and costs and, you know, are we using more toilet paper or whatnot. And our costs really have not gone up significantly
great,
as far as
great.
Utilities go. And they're helping defray our bond payment, which I think, like Gordon said, the public expects us to be thinking outside the box and figuring out ways to save their tax dollars and be the most efficient local governments that we can
be.
Yeah,
imagine right. If you were renting out several rooms in your home and somebody was making half of your mortgage payment.
I would love that.
That's a good deal. Right, right.
Airbnb.
Yeah. There you go.
Of course, Chris's office has windows and mine doesn't,
oh,
so
no.
We're going to have to, you know, renegotiate or something.
Skylight
you know.
Or something.
Right.
Speaking of that, it took a lot of discussions about
right.
whose office was going to be where, who was going to be sitting next to one another. There were a lot of details that we talked about for a good year before we ever executed any kind of agreement. And it's the little details that really make all the difference in the world. And you know, who has how much square feet and who has windows, who doesn't. Thankfully, Gordon is very laid back about those things, and he got the smallest office with no windows. But
yeah, that was an
works
intentional
out good for me.
Thing on the village's part. But it really, I think when you really work through those details, we must have had 7 different plans that we talked about.
At least.
I use one example where there are 2 employees that are sitting right next to each other, one village, one township. And you couldn't script this out where they had similar family issues, some similar health issues, and they've become like sisters. And
wow. Their birthdays are a day apart.
My goodness.
They help each other. It really has, but I think a lot of that was through who, you know, what departments should be close to each other, making sure, for example, that the assessor is close to the finance and tax department, you know, trying to make sure that all of the things fit and where are the break rooms. And I always say try to figure out how do we ensure that somebody doesn't eat somebody else's yogurt.
We have that problem sometimes, yeah, too.
And, you know, it's been a good 2.5 years. We haven't had those problems. Knock on wood, I don't think we're going to. It's just been a really good fit.
It sounds like you really try to address issues before they even come up, before they become a problem. You hit personnel issues, you hit workspace issues, all of it.
Yeah, and I think that gets back to having some strong individuals on our joint village-township committee, because they can really, they're not afraid, and nor is Chris, and certainly I'm not, to come up and say, hey, I'm a little concerned that we need to make sure that there's a copy machine on each floor, or that there is, you know, that this person has a robust phone. So we've talked about all of those kinds of things up front.
Right. It's a safe space for those elected officials to just do a big brain dump, and nobody's threatened, nobody's offended. Everybody leaves the room smiling, whether we agreed on stuff or not. And it takes the right personalities to make that work.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody feels heard and that they've been able to express themselves. And
our township supervisor has a very good line about it's important to build a bridge before you walk over it. I think that's something that we really work on is let's continue to try to build different parts of that bridge, and let's see which things. Some things don't work. I mean, we have to be realistic and say, oh, you know what? It's either, you know, it's not time for that. I think it's very important for all of us to have our individual identities. You know, it's important for the village to people to realize that it's the village of Spring Lake. It's the commerce center for the whole Spring Lake area. And one of the unique things that this building is on a corner. So we talked about having one entrance being labeled as the village and one entrance being labeled as the township, even though they both come to the same place.
I saw that when I came in today.
But one of the interesting benefits of that is that the post office, we actually use two different addresses. And even though they bring all of the mail together, it's already pre-sorted for us.
Oh, excellent.
Little things like that.
Oh, that helps. That helps, definitely. Let's talk a little bit about how you funded the renovation and the building before you came to share it.
Well, we were very fortunate that Governor Snyder instituted the CGAP program, which stands for
Community Grant Assistance Program.
Very good,
it's a
very
collaboration
good.
Grant.
We've got this stick down. And we received funding from the state for the collaboration. So we did have renovations that needed to take place to Village Hall. They were not significant, but still there it was real money. And so there have been places we've had to add a door, remove a door, add a wall, take out a wall, partitions, and kind of shuffling around. And so we also were able to install fiber optic, which greatly improved our efficiency.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
We, both the township and the village, utilize Ottawa County as our IT department, and that's where our servers are stored. So by having the fiber optic, it's amazing how things changed when that was installed.
Yeah, better service at a lower price.
Exactly. And
can't
then
ask for more than that.
We now have security cameras in our lobby that we've come to depend on and utilize a number of times that we didn't have before. So it's really been instrumental to have that grant funding. Would it have happened regardless? I think we would have figured it out.
But you know, it may have been 2 or 3 years later.
Right.
I mean, it was one of those things
sped up
that
process.
Program.
Yeah,
and in
absolutely.
Fact, I think that the governor and I think the legislator, our legislature, is refunding. Am I saying that right? Funding again that program, and it does make a difference when you can get a few dollars to do renovations or. I think we probably would have done this anyway.
Maybe not on the same timeline,
yeah.
But it was a huge incentive for us. And so when the time came to cut the ribbon and celebrate this marriage of sorts, the LG was here. It was great to have Brian stand up and say a few words and really thank the elected officials for doing an amazing job to bring this all together, because the credit goes to them, and as well as Governor Snyder, because Yeah, it was very incentivizing.
And many of these things can be repeated. You know, I'm surprised more units, local units, aren't working closer together. I think that's what the public really wants. We tried water and sewer billing, for example, that we started doing the administrative work for the village's water and sewer billing. And that was one of those things where when we moved back into the same building, there was actually some capacity that the village had, so they took that back. So we're not doing that together anymore.
So you're not duplicating services.
Right, yeah. But it's one of those things where not everything works as you kind of would
envision,
lay it out.
Yeah.
But you try it, you test it, and if it works, generally what we've found is it's been a savings in dollars and better service.
And it really sounds like you've set the atmosphere that people can feel free to express their opinions and test things out. And if they work, they work. If they don't, let's try again.
Well, and if it doesn't work, we don't hold that against the other. You know, we don't go, oh, well, you know.
I told you so.
Yeah, and so that's been a real benefit. And now I think even staff is getting involved in, oh, you know what? We have four public works guys that are on a on-call rotation, and they have four that are on an on-call rotation. You know, if we shared an on-call rotation, I wouldn't have to be on call nearly as often.
Ah, that sounds appealing.
Yeah, that's a great epiphany.
You know? And so I think that's the other thing that's helpful is that it's not just all top-down. It's the organization working in collaboration with the other organizations.
Yeah, it's filtered down to everyone, thinking of the most efficient way to do things. Well, I think I'd like to wrap this up by asking you for your suggestions to any other communities that are thinking about collaborating and why they should do it. What's the upside?
Oh, the village always goes first. Go, Chris.
Well, I think there is a tendency for communities, and maybe more so in villages and townships, but maybe not as much with cities, but that everybody pees on their shrubs and they mark their territory, and they're very have a very strong ownership of...
Protective.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Territorial.
And it doesn't have to be that way. It can be a win-win. And that's what is sad when I talk to my colleagues or people from around the state and they say, well, those whatever, so-and-so did something to somebody 30 years ago and they've got this memory that
they won't let it forever. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like you at some point you have to let that go because that's not the fault of the taxpayers. If this township supervisor wronged that village president, let it go. It's time to move on and it does nobody any good to harbor that. And like Gordon said earlier, that, you know, if things don't work, we don't hold it against each other. And I liken it to a marriage, and that's very hard to do when you feel like you haven't been heard or you've been stepped on to, you know, throw that back in the other's face. And it can't be that way. We are all adults and we have to do the best we can for our neighbors. And I don't think if we're not doing our jobs.
Right. That is what you're thinking about, your neighbors, your constituents, your residents. Yep.
Yeah.
What's best
for them? Gordon and I live here, too. I mean, we're village residents, and we're always, you know, how can we do this better?
Well, and there's no harm in meeting. You know, get together once a quarter, have some donuts or something. And
donuts always help.
You know, and just sit around and talk about things that you like that are going on in the community and get to know each other.
Right.
And so as you have those kinds of meetings, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, you know what? We have a building inspector that's going to retire next year. Could we do something together in that way? And then you have that conversation about, oh, well, you know, that's a good idea. We've found that through attrition has been really when the opportunities come up, when all of a sudden somebody's retiring. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the baby boomers retiring. Mm-hmm. So we ought to look at those opportunities one at a time. We've even talked about the fact that at some point that one of us or both of us may retire. And what about the possibility of sharing management? Well, I don't think we're there today. And maybe we won't be there 8 years from now, but at least the boards will have an opportunity to have that discussion when that time comes.
So it's something on their radar if and when the time is right.
Yeah, set the table, get to know each other, meet. There's no harm in having a one-hour meet with your neighboring community just to get to know each other better.
Yeah, when you're friends, when you've developed a relationship, it's easier to talk about good things, easy things, and harder things.
Well, it sounds silly, but breaking bread makes it all the difference in the
right.
world, because you get to know somebody as a person and their personality, and you know that they're not the person maybe that the newspaper portrays them to be.
They're not just a job title. They're a real person.
They are a real person, and they have a vested interest in the community, and you have to get to know them. So sometimes I think breaking bread makes a difference. But
and sometimes challenges bring people together, you know, a windstorm or a fire or something.
Right,
where,
a disincorporation.
You know, yeah, take the time to work through those things and use it as an opportunity to talk about, that really went really well. It was great that you guys came and helped us with that, and I hope we can return the favor sometime. Or just sitting down and saying, ooh, there were some things we could have done better. Let's kind of sit down and plan, how do we do it better next time?
It sounds like you've developed a great relationship between your two
Long
communities.
As the township does whatever the village says, it works just
well. And I do have to point out that Gordon is a lot older than I am, but we are trying to coordinate our retirement dates. I'm going to retire early so we can talk more about this shared
there
manager.
You
do have to have fun with it, too.
And
I think when we've noticed that the elected officials feel a lot more comfortable just talking about some of these things, because it's safe now to talk about it. So
that's good. You set up the right atmosphere. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. I really appreciate you joining us,
Lisa,
Chris.
Thank you
Gordon.
So much.
It's been so nice talking with you.
Thank you.
Townships aren't so bad. I just wanted to let people know that townships are people, too.
And if any of our listeners or colleagues have any questions or want to chat with either one of us or our township supervisor, our village president, we would love to have these conversations with them and do what we can
and
to assist.
And try to assist, yeah.
Great, great. Well, if you'd like, if our listeners would like to learn any more about Spring Lake and Village and Township and their collaboration, it's in the May-June issue 2018 of the Review Magazine. Hopefully you've gotten a copy, or it's available online at mml.org. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.